we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention. And they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. 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 It's painting the scenes of our lives.
Good evening and welcome to the show. Yes, it's what we're thinking about that's painting the scenes of our lives. One of my favorite phrases in that song that I love so much, of course, that's our good friend Barry Ebert with It's What We're Thinking About. Obviously, it's where we stole the name to the show. And I love the name for the show. I think it was great. Actually, it was kind of an offhanded thing that just came to pass. But welcome to the show. This is Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. This is your resource for learning to swim in the infinite ocean of pure potentiality, an island of affirmative intentionality in a sea of negativity. This is the place to free yourself from the sentiments of blaming, of resentment, from all those thoughts of lack and limitation. Here, this show, this is where you learn to lift yourself up from the depths of the conspiracy theorists, the naysayers, all those who are anti-this and anti-that and anti-everything. Now, I know you know who I mean. Those are the people who would totally disempower us all with their messages of how we're being taken advantage of, how we are being used, how the government, the cults, the Zionists, the globalists, and every other special interest group imaginable, you just name your choice, how they are all in charge. And you? Well, you're in control of nothing. You are powerless, of course. Here, this show, here is where we draw the line. This show is where we raise ourselves up and declare that we will no longer be the victims of the voices of negativity, not even the ones in our own heads. The motto of this network, the Republic Broadcasting Network, is because you can handle the truth. On this show, we're going to talk about real truth, about universal truth, about the truth of spiritual principles. Gandhi had a theory, and it's been referred to as truth power. The basic idea is that we are all capable of recognizing the great truths of life. I'm here to prove that theory, because I totally believe that no matter what your religious beliefs are, no matter what philosophy of life or spiritual path you follow, you can and you will recognize the great metaphysical truths of the universe. And that is what we will focus on. You are in control. You are the co-creator of your reality. You can decide and choose to no longer be the victim, and you can do it simply by virtue of what you're thinking about. That's the name of this show. That, my friends, is the truth of your life. And once again, welcome to the show. I hope it's a beautiful night where you are. It's a beautiful hot night in Colorado. I think we were going for a record today, and the record was 102. That's pretty dang hot in my book. I hope it's not quite as blistery where you are. Last week, we finished the week off with a great interview and with Pamela Brockman, and we talked about the fact that we would move into this week and get back to our Create Your Day scenario, and I think we're going to talk today about probably my favorite aspect of creating your day, which is gratitude. I believe it is the beginning and ending of creating what you want in your life. You must be grateful. We talked about that in the very beginning of this show when I first came on the air. We're going to talk about it a lot tonight. And hopefully you'll have some input for me. This is Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite for a half hour every day. Now it's 24/7 red alert, news folks won't go away. And then plant those pictures in our minds like a billion nasty weeds, till it makes it hard for us to find some place to plant our seeds. And it might just be the off switch is the best control of all, 'cause there ain't no TV hero gonna catch you when you fall. It's what you're thinking about.
Well, welcome back to the show. Absolutely, it is what we're thinking about. Welcome back, welcome back. That is Barry Ebert. I let the song play a little longer there, that break, just simply because the words are so important to me. It really does remind me of an old Bob Dylan protest song. And if you've listened to the words during the breaks, when we go out and when we come back, if you just listen to those words, they got to hit home for everybody, because it truly is a society that we're – it's about a society we're living in where we're just bombarded nonstop, day in, day out, with this negative information. And it's the, you know, the 24-hour news red alert that Barry talks about, and news folks won't go away. It's really kind of the way it is. If you flip the channels, about every other channel you flip to is going to be some gas bag, some talking head spouting something negative. And we've talked about this before on the show, and I think it always, I think it bears repeating maybe every day for every single one of us on the planet, just so we are clear and that we make the realization that what the news says is not even close, not even a fraction representative of what's really going on in the world, in the universe, at any given moment, on any day, 365, without any question. There are beautiful, wonderful, incredibly loving, caring, magnificent interactions between people all over this planet, millions upon millions of them, literally, every single day. And what we hear about on the news is that small fraction of quotes negative experiences that are going on, or the experiences that would stress us out, or the experiences that really we have applied a negative tag to. And it's, and I guess you know you have to include pretty much everything: the war, the economy, the administration. They don't really tell us anything good. All they do is tell us the negative stuff and the bad stuff. I love the fact that pretty much all of the nightly news shows at this point will have one story, one really uplifting story. Interestingly enough, I think that if you had an entire news program of that, I think people would watch. I think it might take some time, and I think you would have to have a lot of guts as a news executive, as a somebody who programmed that kind of stuff. You'd really have to have a lot of gumption to just put it out there and say, you know what? We're not going to run any negative stories. All we're going to run is positive stories. I think it would be very interesting to see how long it would take, but I guarantee you, you would grow an audience, because people, once they get that uplifting message, once they feel the positiveness of good, positive stories, they don't go backwards. They love it, and they really want to hear it. It's interesting for my own personal life. Here I am, a guy in approaching my late 50s. I've always been kind of a sentimental slob, that's true, but when I hear those uplifting stories, they bring a tear to my eye. The good news always makes me feel good. And I really think, I think at this point in time, for me anyway, I've gotten very good at dismissing the negative stories as just that. They're not the reality of life. They're not the truth of life. They're just negative stories. And I'm very grateful for that. And that's kind of leads into what we're going to talk about this evening, which is the gratitude piece. I mentioned at before the break that gratitude, as far as I'm concerned, is the beginning and end. I refer to it always as the alpha and the omega of getting what you want in your life, of demonstrating what you want in this world. You must be grateful for everything you have to start with, because if you are not grateful for everything you have, then somewhere in your mind there is a missing piece. You think you lack something. You think you're missing something. And as long as that is where your head is at, you're going to continue to have missing pieces. You're going to continue to experience that lack and limitation. So it really starts with being grateful. And if you stop and think about it, there's lots and lots and lots that you have to be grateful for. For each and every one of us, every person who is hearing this radio program, you have many things to be grateful for. I'm going to read a story later on here from it's actually a letter from Oprah Winfrey that I'm sure probably a couple of people just right now just hit Google and went somewhere else. But the truth is, Oprah Winfrey is a great guiding light on this planet. She has a lot of great things to say, and she brings people together, which I worship. I just think that anyone who brings us together is way more important than anybody who separates us. And there's, Lord knows, there are plenty of people out there separating us. But the message of every great religion, the message of every great philosophy, has been the oneness, the togetherness. Separation is an illusion to begin with. There is no difference between us. Separation is something we create for ego purposes. We make ourselves feel better when we separate people from ourselves, because invariably we don't separate them because they're better than us. We separate them because we think we're better than they are. Now, the truth is, obviously, that ain't true. But Oprah Winfrey is the exact opposite of that. Here's a woman who is worth whatever the heck she's worth. She's probably worth $1 billion at this point. And all she does, she could easily fold her tent, go have a good time for the rest of her life. She's over 50 years old. She could just retire and say, see you, bye. But instead, she's taking everything that's been given to her and turning around and giving back to us all, and trying to join us all together and make for a more harmonious world, a more harmonious existence. And if you are someone who is out there who is trying very, very hard to make life better for for everyone on the planet, if you are trying to bring people together, you are doing God's work. Whether you want to put it in that framework or not, that's up to you. But that is truly the work of spirit, to be bringing people together, to eliminate that illusion of separation. And again, it is an illusion. You can, we can't be separated from the oneness. We can attempt to do that intellectually. We can put ourselves in a negative vibration around that. We can try to ignore it, but the truth of the matter is, you can't be separated from it any more than you can be separated from your breath, because truly you are part and parcel of the oneness. By the way, right in the middle of this, thought, it occurred to me that I said earlier I wanted to hear what you might be thinking this night, and I wanted to remind you that the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. The name of this show is What We're Thinking About. I wouldn't mind knowing what you're thinking about tonight. I just feel like, I don't know, I feel a little conversational tonight. So anyway, back to our main thought here. The thought is about gratitude and creating our day. The piece that is important to me from my way of thinking is to go back to the words that we've been using for the last, we've been doing it for a couple of weeks. It's actually supposed to be just a 1 week exercise, but since we're only on three nights a week, we decided we'd just make it every night we're on. We try a new word. The word we were going to use, or we're going to use tonight, happens to be gratitude. And the idea is to go to bed this evening thinking about gratitude, and wake up in the morning focused on gratitude, and start the day with a sense of gratitude, a sense of gratefulness about who you are. Be grateful for your family, your friends, for the spiritual path that you're on. Be grateful for all the wonderful, magnificent things that there are in your life to be grateful for. There are so many for each and every one of us, and you should contemplate that all day long tomorrow. And during the course of the day, if you find yourself thinking about it, when it pops into your head, just stop and say, wow, what can I be grateful for in this moment? And then what can I be grateful for in the next moment? Notice how being grateful feels in your body, how it makes you just kind of vibrate with a different, I don't want to say positive, because that's not the right word. It's just when I am feeling grateful, I just feel completely uplifted, almost like I'm taller, like I'm standing upright for the first time when I'm thinking about it. It's an exhilarating feeling to me to be grateful, because it's a recognition that really this is a wonderful life. It's a fabulous time to be alive. It's a fabulous time to be participating in all that I'm participating in. And as always with the word, I'd like you to stop in particular and think at 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 6 o'clock tomorrow about gratitude and how it's showing up in your life. And what are you doing to focus on it? How exactly are you experiencing it? I don't know how many people out there have even tried this with any of the other words we've used, but I'm going to tell you right now that if you stop and focus on this gratitude thing tomorrow, you will feel at the end of the day a shift in how you've looked at the day. And if you're really totally brutally honest with yourself and ask yourself, how was today different from other days, you're going to come up with an answer that is to the positive, that you will feel better tomorrow than you felt today if you focus on creating your day in gratitude. And that's what we're doing here. We're picking out a word to go to bed with every night, wake up with it on our lips in the morning and on our mind, and then think about it during the day. The purpose of that is to create your day in gratitude. The object eventually is to go back through the seven words that we have used, and gratitude would be the last one. That would be the seventh word. Go back through the seven words and then start to use them all together on a daily basis so that you are creating your day around love, joy, gratitude, peace, and the other words that we use during the course of this exercise. It's a great exercise. If you have participated in it, you will absolutely agree with me, and you will know what I'm talking about, that for sure this has changed your life. It will change your life every day if you choose to do it every day, and I choose to do it. You folks have heard me talk about my spiritual practice in the morning before my feet even hit the floor. It's so important to me. It's so different now than it was in the past when I wasn't doing it. I have a great quote for you here. It's from Anonymous, who is my favorite quoter. The wise don't expect to find life worth living. They make it that way. I'm going to take a break right here. This is Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. We'll talk to you in three.
right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low.
All right.
But unless we work together.
Welcome back to the show. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. We're discussing tonight creating your day, and today we are focusing on gratitude in order to create your day with a mind of thankfulness, with an attitude of gratitude, if you will. I think we have someone who'd like to discuss that with us on the line. I think we have Joe in Maryland. Let's see what Joe has to say. Joe, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, partner. How are you?
Good, good. I can't remember the verse or, you know, exactly off the top of my head, but I believe it was Christ healed 10 lepers in one day. You know, as you read it, and it comes out that way. But only one of the 10 said thank you. The other 9 got up and, you know, left. So I teach, I say to people, I say, if Christ could only have one person say thank you very much and the other ones go away, what makes you think that you're going to get gratitude every day from people? Because you hear a lot of people, I do this and I do that and I did this for them and et cetera. And I say, if you do a good deed for somebody, let it go. Don't ever do something for somebody and expect them to come back to you and say, well, thank you or whatever. If they do, beautiful. If they don't, well, you know, you're not. If Christ can get 1 out of 10, you know, what makes you think you're going to hit better than that?
Joe, there's all I can say at the end of that is maybe amen, because you have hit a nail squarely on the head. If you are, and it goes back to something we've talked about on the show many, many times. If you are expecting the gratitude to come from others, then you're obviously making a mistake. And I think that's probably the biblical lesson there with Jesus gets one thank you out of 10 people. The bottom line is Jesus went in to those healings immensely grateful for his oneness with what he called the Father, which to me is spirit, which is just simply the oneness. It was that oneness that made him capable of that healing. And his gratitude for that power is what even allowed the healings to take place. And that gratitude came from where? Came from within.
Right.
One of my favorite expressions is all of our problems stem from our mistaken belief that something outside of our own hearts must change first.
I think it boils down to is we're told not to stand like the hypocrite on the corner and shout out what good works we do. You do them, you do them. It's not anybody's business. It's not even the person you did it for. You done it. You did your good deed. That's
you know why you did it? You know why you did it? This is my theory. You did it because it makes you feel good.
Exactly.
And my analogy for that is always Mother Teresa, here was this nun who did this all this incredible work in Calcutta, and she is a saint, and everyone and by and large the entire planet loves what this woman represents. And I maintain that Mother Teresa never did anything for anyone else. Mother Teresa did what made her feel right with her God. And I think that that is the only true motivating force that any of us needs or should have to do whatever we do. Mother Teresa never expected anything in exchange for what she did simply because what she did was really for herself. Now, in the end game, when you believe in my worldview that we are all one, what you do for yourself, you do for everyone anyway.
You have your spirit. You see somebody needs some help, you help them. You don't ask. It's not that important. It really isn't. You did what you did. I've always said no good deed goes unpunished. You know.
That's it. You know what? Now it's funny. Now I've said that a billion times myself in my life, and it's actually something that's very funny, Joe. But it's something I have stopped saying because I don't believe it, and because it's a bad languaging. So I don't say that. I try to avoid saying things like that, and I get corrected. I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but the very first night I was on, I said like three times, I would be thrilled to death. And one of my friends sent me an email and said, I hope Spirit doesn't grant your wish. I would be very disappointed if you actually got thrilled to death.
That's right.
So I stopped saying that because she was right. The languaging was all screwed up. And the line is certainly a funny line. No good deed goes unpunished.
Well, the thing is that I say it jokingly, but you've seen it happen in life. You do something good, next thing you know, he's like, God, where did that come from? Whatever bad karma or however you want to explain it comes back to you. And so we say it, but it's not true. In the end, your reward is the good deed.
Yes.
The person that, and I get upset all the time because I hear it a lot. Well, I did this for so-and-so, and I did that for them, I'm like, why are you spinning your wheels?
Well, you know what the real answer there, Joe, is to me? The real answer is, no, you didn't.
Right.
You did it for yourself.
Right.
You did it because it made you feel good to do it, and now you're going to say it's for them. That's just a mistake. That's your own ego wondering why someone's not doing for you.
Exactly.
And the truth is, if you do it with an honest heart, with an open heart, I truly believe that you should never do it expecting anything in return. But I am also a believer in the law of circulation. And in my worldview, the law of circulation states that, well, basically it also states the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you truly means that if you treat everyone well, if you treat everyone with kindness, if you perform those random acts of kindness, you actually will be, the universe will be looking for ways to do the exact same thing for you, because what goes around comes around, my friend.
There's two parts to the golden rule.
I'll tell you what, you're going to hang tight?
Sure,
because we're going to take a break here. This is Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're
welcome back to the show.
Left and right, it seems.
Welcome back to What We're Thinking About. This is Ken Ludwig. We're talking on the phone here with Joe from Maryland. Joe, you still there?
Yes, I'm right here. I was saying that there's two parts to the Golden Rule, and most people will forget to state the first part. It's love God with all your heart, and then do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Very good. Very good, and well put. That's an important piece to remember, too.
I can't remember, again, the verse, but you know, the man says, but I love God with all my heart and soul, and I do unto others, and Christ says, well, you're nigh on the gates of heaven. You know, it's very easy. God doesn't make it hard for us. He makes it very simple for us. We make it hard for us.
Yes, absolutely. There's no two ways about that. It is simple. In this life, and by this life, I mean the life that we experience, particularly in this country, because, I guess I have no other reference points outside this country, but the life we live in this country, it isn't easy particularly. I think it's very simple, but it's not easy. And as always, I say the same thing. It requires discipline and practice. It requires that you make a decision to change and to do things differently, and then it requires that you practice those things on a regular basis, and take advantage of every opportunity to practice.
In Deuteronomy, it says, learn, know, and do. Because you have to learn it first, You have to really know it, and then you have to do it. But all three. It's not just one. You can't just learn it, or you can't just even know it. You have to, at the end, you have to do it.
Well, I talk about that when I talk about the great metaphysical truths of the universe, and that it would be wonderful if we could all make this giant leap into enlightenment once we've read the right number of books and gone to the right number of seminars. But the truth is, just learn it doesn't mean anything. You absolutely have to know it, and then you have to do it, and there's no two ways about that.
Yeah, exactly, and we'll just walk right out of my head. It was another point I wanted to make, and we just zip right out of there for a second. I hate when that happens.
That's all right. I'll tell you what, friend. I want to go here because I have a couple of things I want to cover before the end of tonight's show, but I have totally enjoyed talking to you. I hope I hear from you again, and keep listening.
All right. Fantastic. You got it. Thank you.
You have a great night, my friend.
All right. Bye-bye.
Excellent, Joe. I thank you very much for the call. That was I like people who have great points to make without being argumentative, without having to blame anybody for anything. Joe gets it. Joe understands, and I like it. Kind of reinforces my belief system. Not that I never particularly need validation, but it's really nice to hear the voices come in over the lines and have people out there who say, "Yeah, I get it. I understand." That's very cool, and I truly love it. I want to read this this letter from Oprah Winfrey to you. This is so right on the money, and so very much what I'm talking about here with the gratitude piece. And I really want to I want you to get this, and I hope I do it. I hope I do this letter justice. Excuse me one second here. I'm going to cough. Okay, I'm sorry. All right. I live in the space of thankfulness, and I have been rewarded a million times over for it. I started out giving thanks for small things, and the more thankful I became, the more my bounty increased. That's because what you focus on expands. And when you focus on the goodness of your life, you create more of it. Opportunities, relationships, even money flowed my way when I learned to be grateful no matter what happened in my life. Say thank you. Those words from my friend and mentor, Maya Angelou, turned my life around. One day, about 10 years ago, I was sitting in my bathroom with the door closed and the toilet lid down, boo-hooing on the phone so uncontrollably that I was incoherent. Stop it. Stop it right now and say thank you, Maya chided. No, you don't understand, I sobbed. To this day, I can't remember what it was that had me so far gone, which only proves the point Maya was trying to make. I do understand, she told me. I want to hear you say it now, out loud. Thank you. Tentatively, I repeated it. Thank you. But what am I saying thank you for? You're saying thank you, Maya said, because your faith is so strong that you don't doubt that whatever the problem, you'll get through it. You're saying thank you because you know that even in the eye of the storm, God has put a rainbow in the clouds. You're saying thank you because you know there's no problem created that can compare to the creator of all things. Say thank you. So I did, and still do. Only now I do it every day. I kept a gratitude journal, as Sarah von Breathnach suggests in Simple Abundance, listing at least five things that I'm grateful for. My list includes small pleasures, the feel of Kentucky bluegrass under my feet like damp silk, a walk in the woods with all nine of my dogs and my Cocker Spaniel Sophie trying to keep up, cooking fried green tomatoes with Stedman and eating them while they're hot, reading a good book and knowing another awaits. And when I feel that life is hard, all I have to do is read my gratitude journal. It truly helps. My thank you list also includes things too important to take for granted. An okay mammogram, friends who love me, 15 years at the same job and loving it more than the first day I started, a chance to share my vision for a better life, staying centered, having financial security. I won't kid you, having money for all the things I want is a blessing. But as I look back over my journals, which I've kept since I was 15 years old, 99% of what brought me real joy had nothing to do with money. It had a lot to do with food, however. It's not easy being grateful all the time. But it's when you feel least thankful that you're most in need of what gratitude can give you. Perspective. Just knowing you have that daily list to complete allows you to look at your day differently with an awareness of every sweet gesture and kind thought passed your way. When you learn to say thank you, you see the world anew. And as Meister Eckhart so eloquently stated, if the only prayer you ever say in your whole life is thank you, that would suffice. Kiss slowly, laugh insanely, love truly and forgive quickly. Life is too short to be anything but happy. Wow, what a letter that is. I have goosebumps now. I have just finished reading that. I've read it a couple of times before, but reading it for you guys gave me goosebumps. That is truly a great, great, great letter about gratitude, about why to be grateful, about how it changes your life to be grateful, about how it changes your perspective to be grateful. And the quote from Meister Eckhart, interestingly, I had already plucked out for tonight's show, and there it is in Oprah's letter as well. That's really very interesting to me. And part and parcel, I guess, of the synchronicity of my life that keeps happening every single day when I talk about these things. I want to make the point that the idea of the gratitudes that Oprah took from Sarah von Breathnach's book, Simple Abundance, it's something that I've talked about on this show. It's something I talk about with every single one of my coaching clients. There is not a coaching client on my list that has not got the instructions to keep a list of gratitudes. And every single day, at the end of the day or in the beginning of the day, it doesn't really matter. I actually think for myself, I always do it in the morning, but I think for a lot of people it works to go to bed with it on your mind because it helps to just kind of calm the insanity of the day down. But you absolutely need to stop at the end of the day and write down five things for which you are grateful. And I think if you listen to what Oprah said about the different things that she's grateful for, that it doesn't have to be complicated. It can be about the simple joys of life, which, or as she called them, the small pleasures, the feel of Kentucky bluegrass under her feet, a walk in the woods with her dogs, cooking fried green tomatoes with her boyfriend, and eating them while they're still hot, reading a good book and always knowing that there's another one there. Those are the simple pleasures of life. At the same time, she's smart enough and aware enough to be thankful for the big gifts that only an Oprah Winfrey can appreciate, the money, the ability to share her vision across the entire planet, like the schools that she is building in Africa for the young girls. Those are the gifts that money brings to you, but without any question, Oprah Winfrey starts and ends with gratitude. And she is very clear at the beginning of that letter that if were it not for gratitude, she doesn't think she would have anything else there, because it's what you focus on that expands. And when you focus on the goodness of your life, when you are grateful for what you have, you create more of the same. You open up the space for it to arrive. So it's very, very important. Are you getting the message? Am I repeating this over and over enough? Ernest Holmes, who wrote The Science of Mind, a good teacher of mine, refers to that book as, we call it, the textbook in the Church of Religious Science. But one of my great teachers, Reverend Raz Smith, refers to the textbook, The Science of Mind, and says it is overwritten by a third because Ernest Holmes is rather repetitive. Although he says the same thing, he says it many different ways. And I particularly love that about the book, because if you don't get it the first time he says it, maybe the next time he explains it with a different twist, you will get it. And I'm hoping that I am talking about gratitude in enough different ways over the course of these shows that you get it. Because if we were all grateful for everything we had, we would change this world, and we would change it overnight. It would change almost instantaneously. That's a tall order. It's a lot to ask. But how does that, something like that, start? It starts with one person at a time, and it starts with you, my friend. If you're listening to me, it starts in your heart. Gratitude starts there. Peace starts there. Love starts there. It all starts in your heart. Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. If you want to see change, you must be it. And it only starts one place, within each and every one of us. And that's hugely important. So, back to our Create Our Day scenario. We get up in the morning and we think about these different words, these different thoughts that we have had over the course of these many weeks. And let's go back through them here. I'm going to go actually right through my book. And we'll start with, where did we start? We started with love was the very first one. And then we had friendship, joy, play, peace, trust, and gratitude. And with those words, we have tried to create a whole new outlook for ourselves each and every day to try and start our day with a different thought process, a different way of looking at life than the life we've been looking at up to this point. And the purpose has been so that you can, as Oprah Winfrey said in her letter, you can focus your attention somewhere else. Don't focus your attention on the war in Iraq. Don't focus your attention on how much work sucks. Don't focus your attention on all the negative little tidbits of your life. Rather, focus your attention on something positive, something good. In the movie What the Bleep, and I have no idea how many of you out there have seen What the Bleep. I have referred to it many times on this show. A lot of people out there have seen the movie The Secret. The Secret is kind of what I would refer to as the sequel to What the Bleep. What the Bleep is an unbelievable movie. I think it's the most thought-provoking movie of my lifetime. And there is one man in that movie, Dr. Joe Dispenza, who's kind of maybe the only everyday Joe in the entire movie. They introduce Joe Dispenza as a chiropractor, but Joe Dispenza has innumerable credentials in neuropsychology, in neurophysiology, in the study of the brain. His latest book out is called Evolve Your Brain. That'll just rock your world if you have a chance to read that and if you're so inclined. But one of the most asked for references in the entire movie is Joe Dispenza talking about his Create Your Day scenario. And so I have here kind of a rough transcript of what was said there. I'm going to read this to you as well. This is what Joe Dispenza says in the movie. I wake up in the morning and I consciously create my day the way I want it to happen. Now sometimes, because my mind is examining all the things that I need to get done, it takes me a little bit to settle down and get to the point of where I'm actually intentionally creating my day. But here's the thing. When I create my day and out of nowhere little things happen that are so unexplainable, I know that they are the process of the result of my creation. And the more I do that, the more I build a neural net in my brain that I accept that that's possible, that gives me the power and the incentive to do it the next day. So if you're consciously designing our destiny, if we're consciously designing our destiny, if we're consciously, from a spiritual standpoint, throwing in the idea that our thoughts can affect our reality or affect our life, because reality equals life, then I have this little pact that I have when I create my day. I say, I'm taking this time to create my day, and I'm infecting the quantum field. Now, if it is in fact the observers watching me the whole time that I'm doing this, and there is a spiritual aspect to myself, then show me a sign today that you paid attention to any one of these things that I created, and bring them to me in a way that I won't expect, in a way that I'm just so surprised at my ability to be able to experience these things, and make it so that I have no doubt that it's come from you. And so I live my life, in a sense, all day long, thinking about being a genius, or thinking about the glory and the power of God, or thinking about being unconditional love. I'll use living as a genius, for example, and as I do that, during parts of the day, I'll have thoughts that are so amazing that cause a chill in my physical body that have come from nowhere. But then I remember that that thought has an associated energy that's produced an effect in my physical body. Now, that's a subjective experience, but the truth is that I don't think that unless I was creating my day to have unlimited thought, that thought would have come. I hope that blows some people away, because it blows me away. I've read that again many times, and when I read it, every time I read it, it blows me away. It is, Joe Dispenza speaks of the faith aspect without using the word. When you get into this habit of creating your day, when you start to use these positive words, when you start to use something that we've talked about many times here, the affirmative intentionality, when you place your affirmative intentionality as your motivating force for your day, and in that affirmative intentionality is these words, the gratitude, the trust, the peace, the joy, the play, the love, the friendship. If you put those into the mix of what you're going to think about today, and the obvious intent here is to replace what you would have thought about normally. And remember, 80% of the thoughts that you have today were yesterday's thoughts and the day before's, just repeated over and over and over again. We're trying to create new thoughts, new thinking, and you can do it every single day. But as you do it, and as your life changes, and as you get to experience that actual physical effect, understand the physical effect came from, is a direct result of your new thought. When you have a brand new thought about something and you get goosebumps, That is a physical, chemical change in your body. You have actually created physical change. Now, you can do that at every level of your life. Go back to many shows ago, and this will be subject of many shows we'll do in the future. But you will, the effect you will have is to be the observer on the quantum wave and collapse that wave around the experiences you wish to have. But it's all about the feeling. If you have the feeling, then all of a sudden you will have completely different responses. It's the feeling that gives it the power. It's the feeling that makes what you're trying to create the reality for you. It's not if you're just kind of blasé about it, and if you think, you know, it's like people who think about, wow, wouldn't it be nice to have a new car, and that's the end of that thought. Well, nothing's happening there, folks. There's a great Ella Wheeler Wilcox, who was a great poet in the early New Thought movement. I'll read this when I come back from break. I didn't realize we were almost at break here. We'll read this when we come back. This is What We're Thinking About. I'm Ken Ludwig. We'll talk to you in 3 minutes.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking.
All right, welcome back to the show. In every new election. And when Barry sings, "We're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems," I hope that one of the things that we are accomplishing with this show is to just kind of knock down those high-walled camps. It would be so nice if this show contributed even the smallest way to an attitude of inclusivity, and get rid of any thoughts of separation, stop blaming anybody, stop resenting everybody, start realizing that the source of all is within, and know that everyone is doing the exact same thing that we're doing on this planet, and that's the best they know how. At any given moment, some of us might be better equipped than others, or we might be even look at it like we're better equipped than someone else, but the truth is, everyone's doing the same thing. We're doing the best they know how. Gene Webster said, it isn't the great big pleasures that count the most. It's making a great deal out of the little ones, and that's part and parcel of our gratitude conversation. You need to make a big deal of a little victories. You need to recognize them all. Every positive thing that happens in your life, you need to recognize them, and you need to be grateful for them, because as you do that, there will be more and more and more and more of them. And you don't have to believe me. You don't have to trust my word. All you got to do is try it out, and you'll find out it works. I wanted to read you a short poem from Ella Wheeler Wilcox around the feeling aspect of things, that having the power of your emotions in creating what you want. Though smooth be the heartless prayer, no ear in heaven will mind it, and the finest phrase fall dead if there's no feeling behind it. That's from Ella Wheeler Wilcox, a great New Thought poet. Anyway, the last thing I want to speak to you about tonight is my coaching. And I know there's people out there who feel like, no matter what level you're at, whether you're starting a business, you've been in business for a long time, you're very successful, you're modestly successful, doesn't matter to me. I know that you know you've reached a point where you're just wondering why you can't get any further, why you can't take your business to the next step, why you can't take your relationships to the next level. What is that about, and why is it? And I will guarantee you that every person on this planet has places where they get stuck. And most of us have no idea how to get out of being stuck. And for those few who do know how to get out of being stuck, they don't know how to stay out of being stuck, because they find themselves sliding back into the same old place. It is what I specialize in as a coach. I will not only help you retrain your brain away from where you're stuck, but I will also help you train your brain to stay out of that place, to create an entire new neural net of thinking, to retrain your brain. Sounds like a daunting task to some, but the truth is, it's relatively a simple thing to do. It requires, as always, my two key phrases, discipline and practice. But anybody who is motivated to change, if you are coachable and trainable, and you are looking for someone to get you to the next level in business or your relationships, give me a call, send me an email at coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. We'll set up a complimentary coaching session for you to find out if coaching will work for you, find out if I am the right coach for you, and I will find out if you are a match for me as a client. And it's really that simple. It's painless. There's no obligation. And I guarantee you that if you follow my lead, I can help you. That's it for tonight. This is What We're Thinking About, and I'm Ken Ludwig. I love you all. Have a magnificent evening.
We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away.
With recent